Turns out you can find your way home. Native Philadelphian Paul Green is back from New York State. He returns a decade after stepping away from the School of Rock music schools that he founded in 1998, and now he's spreading the spirit of rock and roll with a new iteration. Paul Green, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Paul, we'll discuss the new Paul Green Rock Academy in, of all places, Roxborough, but first take us back to 1998 and the then Paul Green School of Rock Music.
Putting myself through college, first community college and then Penn, which I snuck into. I was going to go to law school then with a philosophy degree from Penn. Loved teaching actually more than I ever loved playing out, and started having my kids do jam sessions on the weekend, which was such a great tool for them, which became the perfect tool once I started having those jam sessions lead the shows. Because if you practice, you'll get good at guitar. If you don't, you won't. So always having a show on the calendar became the impetus. And then I just caught lightning in a bottle. Like, right, you know, I could be a chapter in Outliers. You know, right place, right time. The parents loved the rock music. The kids, it was making a big comeback at the end of the 90s.
So what's evident is your love of teaching and your love of music, but you must have also had some entrepreneurial sense as well.
As a little punk rock kid from Philly, somewhere along the way I developed a work habit, you know, working in restaurants. I knew I wanted to be the boss, so I quickly saw that what I had created with School of Rock was something I could hire people for and then expand. You know, just 4 years into it, we had schools in Downingtown and Cherry Hill and in Atlantic City, Doylestown. So I really saw that there was something there. At first, I thought that it was something only I could do. But then I realized it was something I could teach others to do, which was, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, a much better program.
When you got out from under in 2009, was it your thought then that you'd ever return to it?
I knew I would teach again. I made the classic mistake. I was the chef who opened too many restaurants, and I was never cooking anymore. I just was going to ribbon cuttings, and that wasn't, you know, particularly – I have no regrets, and I'm very happy with what School of Rock is doing now, and it's still a lot of my favorite people are there. But for me, I wasn't in a room with kids teaching as much as I wanted to be.
You seek out students aged 10 to 18 who are serious about learning music. Is it with the intent of them primarily making it perhaps more than their passion, their avocation?
Excellent question. Yes. So the new school is the Paul Green Rock Academy. And it's basically, you know, with School of Rock originally, there was the main school and then the all-stars. There was 50 all-stars that would tour and play with rock stars. And so I'm basically with law school, with a family, I'm just doing the all-star portion of it. I just want kids who really want to do the work to get really good. And what they choose to do with it, you know, nobody ever got to the age of 40 and said, gee, I wish I never learned to play guitar real good, you know?
So, Paul, on the chance that there are still openings in your class and I might have some chance of entering, give me an example of what I might encounter in terms of the teacher-student relationship.
So, you know, I find that in our world, a lot of guitar players, for example, learn from tablature. And tablature is a great tool, but I always say it should be your last tool. Learning things by ear is your best way because it goes to a better part of the brain. I don't have the best ear, but I force myself to try to learn things by ear first because it forces the connections between previous knowledge to link in rather than just rote memorization. So what I really want these new students that I'm working with to learn is the foundational principles that underlie all music. You know, most classical music follows a 1-4-5 chord progression with the occasional 6 for dramatic effect. And the same chord progression is under Three Little Birds, Wild Thing, and Ina Kleina Knock music. They're all just 1-4-5 chord progressions. So one of the first lessons I give my new students is to show them how what's called the 1-5-6-4 progression is universal. And whatever your favorite song is and whatever your least favorite song is, it has nothing to do with the chord progression because chord progressions are – there's not that many of them and they're reasonably universal. And what really matters is performance, style, and melody. I'm going to play a bunch of songs all in the same key. Thereby, someone will be in the wrong key. But just to sort of demonstrate how the same 1-5-6-4 progression probably encapsulates 2 of your favorite songs and 4 songs you don't like very much at all. So
anger, he smiles, towering in shiny metallic purple armor.
Or Taylor Swift.
It feels like a perfect night to make fun of our exes.
Or the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
Or Billy Joel's worst song.
We didn't start the fire, or
story. Na 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 na. Or everybody's favorite drunken anthem.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
In fact, if you actually look at the 90s, I think 7 out of every 10 hits in the 90s have this chord progression. So with my kids, every song I have them learn, tell me the numbers. That's what I always want to know. Tell me the numbers. Don't tell me the chords. Tell me what the numbers are. Because what these kids have to realize is, you know, when we do a show, we'll rehearse for 3 months getting ready for it. But when they go out into the real world, they might just rehearse at soundcheck.
Well, then in that context, thanks so much for making time for us on Newsworks tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Paul Green, proprietor of the Paul Green Rock Academy in Roxborough.